Community members met in Ohio County this week to talk about developing a program that would allow non-professionals to administer life-saving drugs to someone overdosing on pain pills or heroin. Naloxone is the drug that stops someone from overdosing on pain pills or heroin. It's used by medical professionals, and now it's a tool for law enforcement, too. But in some places, after completing training, non-professionals are receiving kits or prescriptions. Herb Lynn is the Assistant Director for Outreach of West Virginia University's Injury Control Research Center. He spoke to more than 20 community members in Ohio County, medical professionals, school administrators, and rehab specialists.
I want to talk to you about the fact that as late as August of this year, there were no programs in West Virginia, and since then, we've had a number of programs emerge.
Lynn pointed to the Eastern Panhandle, where a program started in September. Organizers report 4 lives have been saved so far because of it. Lynn talked about research his organization has conducted into other opioid overdose prevention programs initiated in urban areas of the country in the 1990s, programs that would provide users with naloxone. Lynn also conducted interviews with opioid users in Logan, Mingo, and Boone counties. He said about 90% reported they'd be willing to participate in similar programs, which provide both naloxone and training to identify an overdose and administer the drug. Lynn passed around an example of a take-home naloxone kit. The kit includes instructions, gloves, and naloxone to be administered as a nasal spray. Lynn said the value of each kit is about $11. For Appalachian Health News, I'm Glynis Board in Wheeling.